This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Yay.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
How you feeling, Goo?
Up on top of the world. On top of the world. Shout out to everybody in the Bay, the Warriors, everybody, Stani. They put on a show. We put on a show. And most importantly, shout out to the Bippers. I think that Evan, they took a weekend off. Stani, there was no problems from my account, and everything just went smooth, man.
Well, that's
kudos.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Steph Curry, All-Star MVP.
Yeah. Draymond might be the real MVP, Stani.
Well, Draymond put on a show himself, too. That's for sure.
Day-day!
So who won? The OGs? Is that...
Yeah, the OGs.
So Shaq's OGs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curry, Tatum, Harden. Who else do we have on there? Stani, Dame. And they kicked their ass. We'll get into if you liked it or not, the new format. But Dame Lillard didn't. He says he wants to go back to East-West.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the weekend. You know,
we got some sound from KD about his thoughts on the weekend we'll play here.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff from this weekend. If you're not into what's going on All-Star Weekend, just... You don't have to pay attention to it. Like,
right.
I am, and Evan, you said, can you, I know we have sound of Durant, but you have that tweet that he just sent out, Kevin Durant?
Oh, yeah, like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, yeah. Get that, because I kind of think he had the sentiment down. Just talking about the All-Star Weekend, it does feel like there's a lot of negativity to it. But listen to Kevin Durant, and I'm with him 100% here.
Yeah, this was 28 minutes ago on X. Quote, I think it's more fun to complain about the NBA than to actually watch it. Crazy. Cancel All-Star Weekend, and let's just give everybody a break since we're so miserable around this time. And I couldn't tell if that last part was tongue-in-cheek, but the point stands.
I mean...
Evan asked him a phenomenal question yesterday after the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Evan and Guru, big parts of All-Star Weekend, and we had business and pleasure covered this weekend.
Oh boy!
Evan was at an event every night.
Yeah,
he worked Friday night at the cigar bar. Then he covered the Saturday night, and then he was at the All-Star Game Sunday, and you were the social director, pretty much. You didn't go to a lot of the events, but you were getting behind-the-scenes look at the hoi polloi, as it were.
I went and supported Evan and Grandy Friday as they interviewed some heavyweights, had the actor Anthony Anderson on, I got to sit in the room, and they asked me to come on air. I was like, you know what, I'm going to take a playoff. It's the young pups. So they
Who's
did a
Anthony
great job.
Anthony Anderson?
Well, Steiny, come on.
Like Emmy nominated. He's been in movies for the last 20 years, producer, comedian.
I'm sure I could recognize
him. If you YouTube, if you Google
him. What's his big movie?
He's got the Blackish.
You don't see any movies.
He's the dad in Blackish.
Anthony.
They used to run on ABC.
Anthony
Anderson.
Anderson.
Yeah, Edwards plays for Minnesota.
Anthony Anderson. Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah. And Evan and Grandy did a great job.
I kind of like him.
So I supported them and then went to Kenny Smith's party.
Oh,
thank you, Bonte. Yeah, so that was a big deal. I didn't want to be a groupie, Stoney, so I just went and.
Well, that's what you are when you go to those parties, regardless.
But you gotta hide it. You know, I'm like, let's get it.
I'm sure you played it cool.
Oh, I played it real cool.
I'll bet you, you know.
Couple gurus. Hey, came up, introduced myself, brought you
Shaq?
Up. Didn't see Shaq.
Barkley?
That's on me.
Yeah, I did see Barkley. Went up and introduced myself.
You see,
was ear hustling on a conversation he had. Because I was right there, you know, I was like, yeah. He's a nice man.
Who?
Charles Barkley. SUV was waiting on him. The TNT is a big one. The cruiser. And people are saying, Barkley, can you give? Took five pitchers. I'm like, this dude's so cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he gave five people rides home.
Oh, none of that.
Pictures.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is you were kind of talking about Draymond Green.
He stole the show to me.
Well, he had a bunch to say. One is good news for Warrior fans. They're winning another title this year. Draymond's already predicted it. How do you feel about that? Draymond says the Warriors are winning it this year.
Well, I'm a guy that said Friday to you, Willard and Dibbs, and the listeners, that I thought they, you know, the ceiling was the Western Conference Finals. But what I love about it is he kind of put a target. Not that there was not standards, but Stoney, I believe he believes it, and he says now going into any game they feel like they can win. I loved it. Curry gave his thoughts, and Curry was kind of, immediately I heard my man say it, you know, because he did a phenomenal job, Draymond, on TNT. But Stoney, I really believe they feel better about their team, but to tell the world we're going not maybe, he said we will. And the great Nick Friedell in for Butch this morning had a great call, too, because I hadn't thought of it. He didn't specify this year.
Oh.
That's what Nicky said to me, Stoney. So I'm like, you might. But no, everybody took it. I processed it as they feel like they got action, and we'll see.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the Warriors are feeling better about themselves coming out of the break than they would have had they not made a move.
We'll see.
And obviously, the plan is to be a better team in the second half of the season than they were, I should say, the last third.
Because they got work to do, partner.
Yeah,
that's the one thing about this whole thing.
They got to climb the standings. But the one thing I was thinking about with Draymond. So Draymond said three things this weekend.
And Oscar Robertson had something to say about Dre.
Robertson. Yeah.
Draymond
Green said the Warriors are going to win a title. Then Draymond Green saying that the Rising Stars have no business on playing
that was
playing on Sunday.
And the way he said it. Go ahead, partner.
With the new format. And he also basically said the NBA is boring. That it's a boring product. And can I ask the Bay Area? Because it's clear Draymond Green is going to be the next Charles Barkley.
Damn.
Are they viewed the same as like people? Like they both are very outspoken. They both, you know, Barkley was a great player, obviously. Draymond's a champion. But is Draymond as likable as Barkley? Or do you not even think Barkley is likable? See, I think Barkley's very likable, and people have now come to expect some outlandish takes from him. I'm wondering, do you look at Draymond the same way you look at Barkley in terms of their basketball analysis?
Wow, that's a great question. Again, and both, one's already in the Hall of Fame, and I believe Dre is headed there. And what Dre has done, I'll definitely, there's no diss, Donnie, you know, he doesn't have all the basketball gifts per se. So he's got the most out of, you know, his person than anybody ever. And Charles Barkley the same, who was, you know, a lot more talented than Draymond Green. But to answer your question, when I listen to Draymond explain plays, talk about the game, he's a savant. And Barkley the same way. And I don't feel like Charles Barkley, Stani, the inception of him doing TV, all he's ever done was be himself. And now I feel like, and you didn't ask, but I'm going here, when Dre does get his day, because he's already doing it, he's so polarizing, you do wonder, is he just being himself, or does he feel like he has to add some extra mustard, some mayo? I don't know, but I think both of them are legit, and they're both being who they are. So in regard to likable, I know half the people love Chuck, half of them hate him, and he's honest, and Draymond is picked up that baton. But what's crazy is he's not even done playing, well, and he's almost asked to dig home. But you know what I'm saying, Stani? Like, they're both who they are.
Yeah, I think Barkley was, you know, he was kind of polarizing as a player. He had a lot of similarities to Draymond. I think Draymond talks about basketball in a more
Jedi way.
Because
that's what I call it.
I actually think Barkley knows the game, too.
Okay,
and I know he's been wrong here and there. But there is something about the way Draymond Green talks about the game. And, you know, I guess when Barkley retired, he might not have been loved. But I think if Draymond Green continues to, you know, once his playing days are over, he's probably going to be really, really well-liked in that role, I would think.
And the podcast doesn't hurt, right? So he's got a head start. I don't know if Barkley saw his TNT career as his career was winding down on the court.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into what happened All-Star Weekend. First of all, did you watch? Do you care? Did you enjoy it? A lot of people seem to be complaining about it.
We'll get into it.
I just don't understand that if you don't like it, then just stay away from it. And I don't understand why everybody's kind of so critical of it when they're trying to figure some stuff out. But anyway, we're going to get into a lot of what Draymond Green says as a Warrior fan. How did you take him saying we're going to win a championship? Draymond Green loves this team right now, and he says they got a shot at it. How you feeling about that at 888-957-9570? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard to Curry. Curry. Oh, that's a bucket. And Curry's got 12.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is that the half court shot?
Incredible. And he dapped up our guy, Fabby Davis, who was on floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw E-40
yeah.
perform at half.
Too short, too.
In between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jokic said he was unaware that between the championship game there would be a break, but the break was for giving flowers to the TNT crew.
Oh.
But yeah, it took a little while.
I thought that was actually pretty funny.
It was.
Going fishing.
Yeah.
Let's get into some calls real quick, and then we'll start going over some of this Draymond sound, but it's... Yeah, fun weekend for sure. We'll get into Evan's weekend too. He was covering the whole thing. Let's go to Nico. Nico in Austin. He's got a suggestion.
Boys, good morning. How we doing?
Hey. Doing well, man.
I called them a little earlier. They didn't get to this point, but I think the simplest solution for the All-Star game is there has to be some sort of incentive, whether it's for the dunk contest, the three-point contest. I don't know if that's necessarily a financial incentive. That's got to be something the NBA's got to think about, how much they want to put in and how much they're going to get out in terms of that specific event. But my main suggestion for the All-Star game is that you're just a nominee until you actually win the All-Star game. So both East and West, we go back to East and West,
all right.
They have their nominees, and then East and West still compete to actually get an All-Star put on their record, I guess, right? Anyway, that's my suggestion. I'll let you guys take it away.
All right, appreciate the call, Nico.
Yeah, Stoney, I missed East and West. I'm not a big fan. Like, KD, he's talking to me. Stoney, I didn't enjoy – I appreciated the effort, but that's what's kind of ruined and tainted the All-Star game is guys aren't trying. I don't think they tried any harder yesterday. Maybe I'm wrong. It's just my two cents, but Stoney, I love East and West, but maybe there's got to be some type of incentive to make these guys get after it. And in regard to Draymond Green saying that, you know, the team that didn't deserve to be on the floor, and he talked about how hard he had to work to play on Sunday, the sacred All-Star game. I thought that was profound, but and no shade at the players that were on the team that won, you know, Saturday night to get to play against the pros, but I'm like, man, I don't think that was the fix.
Yeah, here's what Draymond Green said about the new format.
You work all year to be an all-star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points record, Melo, Kobe, and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
I mean, the reason the rising stars are even in the equation in the first place is because the pros don't play hard.
Okay. All right.
That's the reason that they had to go to this cockamamie scheme is because they figured if they got a team of young players to play against the veterans, that the veterans would try harder and
to not be embarrassed by losing, right?
Yeah, I guess. But
I didn't like any of it.
Well, I think they're probably going to go to the U.S. versus the world at some point because there's so many non-American players.
Steiny, and the 24-hour fitness or the pickup style, I'm not a fan of going to 40. You know, give me the quarters. And Draymond was right, you know. All the guys that have come before us, I remember this. I'm old enough to know when the All-Star game was competitive, Steiny, to a degree. And I guess I'm asking you, do you think incentive will fix it?
No. No, they're making too much money.
Mm.
Like, what are you going to do, give the winners $100,000 each? What's that going to do?
I was going to say home court in the finals.
Yeah,
And half the teams are like, oh,
I mean, at least the baseball all-star game is when you're pitching and you're hitting, you're actually trying to hit, yeah, and you're trying to strike the guy out. So in a baseball game, there's going to be more effort given because just the nature of the game. I would not mind if they got rid of the all-star game and all-star weekend. I mean, it's never going to happen, but it does seem like we've gotten into a pattern of watching all-star weekend, and then we get here on a Monday and we just absolutely, you know, criticize the hell out of it. And
but all fans want Steiny's effort, and the players are responsible for that.
I mean,
pride, you know?
Well, then they got to get players in the game that care. I mean, look, LeBron, like, I know the
game. We got to talk about that. What happened with that?
What happened with
him? He was a game time scratch. Like,
okay.
And hey, LeBron, I'm not saying you're not hurt. And then you had the audacity to walk out and get introduced. But what about the guys that got snubbed? Devin Booker, if you knew you weren't going to play, or again, I think he's a narcissist. We all are, right? But I just thought that was kind of foul that you wait till game time to say you're not playing, but then you're taking a spot from another guy that could have played, like a Devin Booker.
Well, maybe he didn't know he wasn't going to play till Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. Hey, look, what's worse, LeBron not playing in the All-Star game or Steph not participating in a three-point contest? To me, it's the same thing. It's like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. If you're not going to do it, don't do it. But LeBron not playing the All-Star game, Steph not in the three-point shooting contest, you know, that's part of the issue that the NBA has, is the big boys don't necessarily do all the events and aren't really into it.
Yeah, and I'll go Saturday night. I don't know what I just got to give you my thoughts because we haven't talked about it. The dunk contest, Steiny. I am not hating on Mac McClung, but the fact that he's not on an NBA roster right there signals that's the problem. So how can, you know, me, Daryl Johnson, personally be upset with the guy that benefited from guys, stewards of the game, where the fans want to gravitate and come watch them dunk like a Ja Morant, like an Anthony Edwards, who also didn't play because he had something going on. But the bottom line is that's the problem. It's like, to Draymond's point, McClung, right, he almost didn't or shouldn't have qualified to be in that event, but he's in the event because the guys that are supposed to carry the torch for the league and treat the slam dunk competition like Dr. J and Jordan and Kobe did before him, how can I get mad at him? You know? And then after the slap in the face, I don't know if you saw this, a tweet immediately, Ja Morant, Steiny, McClung's got me thinking about doing it. Then Giannis retweets him, if you do it, I'll do it. And it's like just a big tease. It shouldn't have to come to that.
But the other thing is, like, you can't have the same guys in the dunk contest every year. I mean, guys just They just don't want to do it. I don't know why.
Well, McClung's been in it three straight years, and he's phenomenal. But Stoney, I'm not a big prop guy, so I'm not talking about his dunks. But my goodness, man, I just remember Dominique and Jordan. I remember LaVine and Aaron Gordon, one of the best contests ever, and that's all I think fans are asking for. And I'll just ask you, do you think that's asking too much? At what point is it not just about money, it's about the pride to carry the torch?
I mean, I get why they don't care. I understand why they don't really care. Because it's a long season, it's a grind. And they're not there. They're not there to play a game. They're there.
See,
to
that's
be,
the problem.
They're
too,
there
though.
To be honored and to party for 3 days in the middle of the season because they've got a week off. And I don't blame them. I mean, I don't blame them. Nobody wants to get hurt in that kind of game. I'm sure half of them are hungover anyway. It's.
Okay, so okay, I got to do this. What about the Barkley era where they kind of...
Those days are gone. That's the other
thing. Is it money that they're gone or is it pride? Is it social media? Or I'm just saying, are guys maybe afraid to lose now that everything will be rewound?
Well, that's the other thing about what Draymond said.
I think that has something to do with
it. One of the reasons Draymond doesn't want the Rising Stars players in the game is because he doesn't want to lose to them. Or they don't... He doesn't want to see the Rising Stars beat the NBA players. That's why he doesn't really want them in, and I understand that. But again, every attempt this weekend is to try to get these guys to care. And if they don't care, I kind of understand why they don't care in a way, because it's just all so gimmicky.
But can you understand fans, though, that want to see Ja and want to see Edwards?
We have a competition problem in the regular season.
Well now, damn.
So how are you going to get these guys to play in an exhibition game? Trophy T, what's going on? He just pledged $2. Okay. But I don't see what he wants to say, but Trophy T on the YouTube chat. Let's get to some calls and hear what people have to say. Let's go to Warrior, our friend Warrior Phoenix. All hey, right. Warrior, what's going on, man? You hanging in there?
I'd rather be considered your distinguished colleague.
Okay.
But, hey, listen. We watch them play, and then we evacuate them on Monday.
Yep.
I just wanted to use that word in a sentence. I've never got to.
Ha, ha, Warrior.
You know, first of all, I want to apologize to Andrew Wiggins for my thoughts on him over the last two seasons and taking the time off. If you've never lost somebody, or if you've never had somebody gravely ill, then you can't criticize somebody for the way that they feel. And let me buckle up this seatbelt. In reference to the NHL, this Four Nations worked, but they had to scrap what they did for the All-Star game. Because it was boring as heck as well. As far as the NBA players, I do like the fact that the Rising Stars do play because it makes the players put out more. And had that game had been not such a blowout in the finals yesterday, then maybe the players try harder. But once you get up by a bunch, 11-1, sometimes, like you said, pride's got to stick in. It would have been nice to see guys with some floor burns. That's not going to happen, but continue with this format or maybe go USA versus the world.
I think that's what's coming,
I do think that the foreign players, Warrior gets some good points every now and then when he's not being narcissistic, especially since I'm on the Mount Rushmore of 95.7 callers, but I'm feeling a lot better.
Good. I enjoy listening
to you guys every day. And one of the things that I want to keep reminding you of is not only what you do as far as giving out sports information, but you have no clue how many callers you touch going across the United States, going to somewhere negative, sitting up in the tower, or guarding the DMZ who's able to pick you up. What that means, hearing something, especially from you guys being in a major market. And Guru, don't ever forget who your first caller was.
Tulane,
Matt,
Texas.
Don't you ever forget, Matt, what caller got mad at you the most when you were inexperienced board op. I'm glad that I helped you grow, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Warrior.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
because
I never have been.
I would love to see you behind the board.
Oh my God,
Steiny, you've been holding out on us.
Nahegan once in a while ago. Hey, Steiny, slide that button up a little bit. No, not that one. Right. No.
He gets hot,
the
too.
The other one.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have to go to DEF CON 3.
That is great. Warrior's awesome. Feeling good. Trophy T, a $5 donation on the chat, Steiny. Steph competed in a three-point contest in Oakland against a McClyman student for $10,000. So Steph was making his rounds. That was awesome. He tried to participate. Did you see the skills challenge?
I
thought Dre was going to knock that out the...
He must
have kicked it Friday
shooting?
Night.
Was there shooting?
No, passing.
Oh.
And there was shooting.
Oh, well, then he's lost. He's in big trouble.
Dre, what happened, dog? Yeah, but you stole it with the mic anyway.
How about what Chris Paul and Wembanyama did? They gamed the system.
No, they didn't game the system. So what they did is they went to the lab and they treated the damn thing to try to come up with devise a plan.
Yeah.
They cared and they get eliminated. That was so whack. Steiny, I swear to you, man.
Eliminated.
What did I say? No.
Said eliminated, but
they tried strategy, disqualified. Evan,
disqualified.
For what? Trying and caring?
No, for trying to make a gimmick out of it.
No, they were trying, man.
We're trying to put this league back in the
they care.
Good graces of the public.
Oh, they were hot. Chris Paul, I'm sorry, man.
Let's go to Moose. Moose in San Jose wants to talk about the format. What's going on, Moose? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Yep. I just wanted to say, at first when I heard about this 40-point format and the tourney style, I wasn't that into it. But if you think back at it, these guys really only play the last quarter of the All-Star games anyway. So it kind of forced them to just, hey, let's run to 40. It was funny to see, though, that the three-point ball pretty much ruined it for the red team, I guess, the non-OGs team. Because once they got down, they just kept chucking up threes, couldn't make anything. It looked like a regular NBA game.
Yeah.
But the other thing I was going to say, and you guys have been saying it, I noticed Wemby and Jokic and some of the international players taking it Shea. They were taking it real serious. So I think you obviously can't pay these guys. They all got a bunch of money in their pockets, so there's no financial incentives. It has to come organically, and I think the international players will organically apply pressure and say they're going to start taking it more seriously, or they do, and then they do a world versus U.S. All-Stars, I guess, NBA All-Stars, and then those guys have to organically just feel it. Hey, man, we can't let these guys beat us, kind of like how it was in the Olympics, and then it slowly starts to morph into a more serious game. Ultimately, do we care as an NBA fan? Do I care that it's a serious game or not? No, not really. I mean, I think about when I was playing baseball and I made it the All-Star team, you know, you went out there and you played hard, but at the end of the day, you knew it was just a game to go out there and get your and kind of get your shine, right? It wasn't you're not playing for an All-Star championship, really, right? So it is what it is in that respect.
Yeah, the idea of...
Because now it's about pride, partner. I mean,
the idea that... And I'll...
Yeah.
The idea that Bird and Magic and Jordan competed for 48 minutes at an All-Star game, that's a joke, too.
Steiny, Kobe had a broken nose from D-Wade because they were competing. And I believe...
They mailed it in for three quarters, and then if it was close, they competed.
But it was never 170 to 171, it's been doing.
But don't try to sell me on, man, guys took it really seriously in the 80s. No, they didn't. I mean, they ran up and down for three quarters.
I'll meet you halfway, partner.
And then it was a close game, and they tried a little
bit. But give me this. Curry, a couple years ago, and you were awesome this All-Star Weekend, Chef. But the bottom line is we saw him a couple years ago lay down. Remember when Giannis was doing something? It's better than what these guys are doing, Steiny. We've seen guys walking, not even coming down court, man. So maybe if it's the world and then it becomes country versus your country, maybe the pride will kick in and we could see some basketball. But the one takeaway, the positive yesterday, Wemby got out on Kyrie and tried to shake the big fella, and Wemby wanted that smoke. So I just wish we could get more minutes of that. And I know it's not going to be 48 minutes, but Kyrie was trying to be Fred Astaire, missed it. But I was like, man, that's all we asked for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I remember, what was the game where, must have been back in 90 when Magic had HIV, but he came back and played the game.
Yeah.
And, like, that game was so freaking boring that he had to shoot, like, 4 3-pointers in the last 3 minutes to kind of spice it up. So the All-Star game's always had an issue, I think, but they did a better job back in the past of camouflaging
of
making it seem like, you know, they were playing.
So
harder.
Did the players do that, though? Were they responsible for camouflaging? Because that's what's happening. These guys are just like, I'm out. And I love me Jokic, Steiny. I love me some Joker. But if I had an All-Star game, you just stay home or sit on the bench, because his style of play is like, just watching him yesterday, if it ain't real, you ain't going to get nothing from me, and I'll look like I'm loafing.
I mean, that's the way Bird was in that type of game. Like, I think Bird was the MVP of the All-Star game once, but he kind of just would go there and, you know, he didn't. That's the other thing. The guys in the past, they wouldn't just let guys lay it in. They would at least pretend to defend,
man.
Or at least try to keep their body between their man and the basket. But, I mean, again, don't be getting hurt in this game.
I wonder if this event is Calipari, one and done. If they actually do something and, you know, change it and go to the world, which a lot of people are calling for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think people take it too seriously. Too many fans are asking for something or looking for something that just is not there.
And it's competition.
They're not going to get an NBA Finals type atmosphere in the All-Star game. They're just not.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You know, the tickets aren't cheaper because of that. You know what I mean? You got to pay big money.
Yeah, but But are you really paying big money to see them play? Or are you paying big money to see them? I think you're paying big money to see them. And, I mean, if you're expecting something great from the All-Star game, I mean, how many fans at that All-Star game yesterday were real fans, NBA fans, league pass type people, people that watch their teams 50 times a year?
What if I don't have the numbers to back me up, Stan. What if I'll go at more than half?
Yeah, I'd say five people.
So
in the
they're
whole
there
building.
Just what you said I was doing Friday at Kenny's party. Just
it's a party.
Stargate.
That's all it is. And it's fine. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I am not here to criticize All-Star Weekend. But make no mistake, this is a party for the players. They're catered to all weekend. The reason they come is because they're treated like royalty.
Okay.
Even the guys who don't have to play, they get to come to that All-Star City. They're put up in nice hotels. They're invited to all the parties. It's for the players. It just is. And I just don't expect them to give. Like, I just don't expect there to be a great All-Star game anymore. I understand why they're not into it.
See, I listen, and when the TNT guys, when they got their flowers, they talked about all four of them. There's no us without you. And I've seen you in public when we've been at things for the station. We always think the fans. And I'm sorry, Steiny, I know it's about the celebrity of the players, but it's about the fan experience. And just to see guys hustle, or at least try to fake hustle, is better than what we've been seeing. And that's why where we're at now. Like, I think it's about, that's a slap in the face to just say they're here to party.
They
you
are.
Get to see them.
That's all
and then the product
for.
is what it
for.
Is now. Like, to even get to this point is embarrassing.
I mean, hey, Steph, congratulations. You made the All-Star team for the 13th time. How do you feel, Steph? I'll tell you what. We got to win this year. We've got to win it this year. I am sick of being on the short end of the stick in the all. Like, no. It's like,
I know everything.
Hey, you've just made the All-Star team for the 14th year. It's like, cool. And now I'm the host. So I'm going to be out and about during the All-Star game. It's going to be fun. But it's not. It's barely an exhibition, is all I'm saying. And which is, again,
well, that's what it's turned into.
And I think it's kind of always been like that. I think the All-Star game in the past, they had a better sense of it was more like a showcase.
Yeah. Right. I like that.
Yeah.
And I'll say this to that. They never had to think about on Monday morning in the past, do we need to change the game? Do we need to come up with cockamamie ways of dividing teams? I hated that every player wasn't on the court at the same time. That's just me. But Steiny, you could say what it was then, but they never had to change the format. East-West.
Well, they did because
and they may change it again.
Well,
so now you're chasing your tail.
Right. I mean, it happens in every sport. I mean, baseball puts a pitch clock in. You know what I mean? The All-Star game fizzles out. Now they need to figure something out. The way the game has been played or the way things were, those days are over, man.
Wow.
More power to
if
the
you're
younger.
Saying that,
power,
I don't even more, like hearing that.
More power to the younger players and the younger generation. It's about them now. LeBron James is 40 years old?
I couldn't believe that. I wanted to watch. What new Friday if you were going to play LeBron? I can't believe that.
Of course you can.
Steiny, I can't.
Okay.
Tell us Friday.
No.
Let Booker take
the spot.
Game
time.
Let somebody else that would deserve
it. Decision. It's his league still.
See? Okay.
TJD could have taken his place.
Who?
Or Pods. One of the rising stars.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Look, what do you guys think about All-Star Weekend? Can it be better? Like, do you care that it isn't the greatest weekend of basketball entertainment? I'm not hating on it. Download the free Odyssey at 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.